This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Now, you've shown us the pictures, right?
Such a disgusting.
And by the way,
how would you like it?
Wait, Muhammad, can we like it as much as the pictures?
My son, you know how low that you get?
You attack your son, you don't get rid of his wife.
You're not a real man. Real men don't attack women. Real men don't tell us that five-year-old girls can have sex. Real men don't speak about another. Yes, you did. You said it. It's on my Instagram. Don't say that five-year-old girls prepubescent should have sex.
Why are you getting angry with them?
You are talking about my son because you're not a real man. You're a bully. And if you really believe. If you really believe in your son as a human shield, you would not be in the safety of a studio in London.
Do not bring up my son. Mendy's here.
Do not bring up Ben Shapiro's wife. Stop picking on women. You want a civil debate. But imagine saying that your son is dead.
Listen.
You have no morality. You have no decency. You have no goodness. And this debate is a farce because this man is here to speak about my sex life. He's here to say my son's going to die. He is a Jew hater. He's an anti-Semite. He's an Islamist. And the fact that this debate has gone along this way, allowing him to evade every question.
You come from European extraction. Are you Polish?
My father's from Iran, my friend. You know nothing about me. Okay?
You're Ashkenazi.
My father's from Iran. My father was raised around Muslims. And he didn't meet Muslims like you.
I'm more Semitic than you are.
The fact that he's been allowed to offer fabrications of Jews killing 3 million people.
Imagine this is your son.
The fact that he's allowed to offer fabrications that have no source. The idea of killing a thousand to one. The fact that he's been allowed to tell his lies is a travesty of the show. It's a travesty of the media. The fact that he has not been challenged by you, Pierce, is unacceptable.
You know one of the problems.
He has evaded every question. The fact that he's allowed to talk about my sex life, Jewish sex life. He's obsessed with people's sex lives.
This is a travesty.
And the fact that you're not ashamed of how. The fact that you are not ashamed of how you humiliate Islam. Islam is a great world religion.
You know what, Rabbi Shmuley?
And Muslims